A story out of Banff, and this has to do with a recreational drug and a bit of a warning that's been issued. Fentanyl. I mean, it's something that's been in the news in southern Alberta and other communities, but it's right here in our own backyard, too. And this can be a pretty potent drug and, in some cases, a deadly drug.
Possible that one death in Banff is a fentanyl overdose from late February. There is another person that I heard of who overdosed but didn't die. We have a young, carefree population in Banff. There are recreational drugs within it. Not about whether or not you do recreational drugs. This is about being aware that within that market, there is something that could be deadly and dangerous.
And could be disguised as something you think it's... I mean, OxyContin is something that fentanyl, OxyContin, I guess the pills look very similar. You know, I was thinking to myself, what kind of mindset do you have to buy just a random pill that you're not entirely sure of off the street? But then I thought to myself, you know what? I was 17 once. I was at a rave. I was given that choice. And I may have made a choice that, in hindsight, seems rather stupid. But I mean, you know, when you're young, you seem invincible, you're in that mood, you want to party. I mean, you do things like that.
These drugs are coming from drug dealers. They're going to tell you what you want, and you can't really, you know, go to their supervisor and question the quality of their product. There's no better business bureau for drug dealers, you know, like you're taking a risk. The one thing that concerned me about this story was that the information only came out as a result of Banff Life posting it on their Facebook page.
Yeah, you mentioned this death happened back in February, and we're into May now.
The RCMP did not put the information out. The town of Banff did not put the information out. Both organizations were well aware that there is a possible death linked to a dangerous drug in the community and chose to, through other channels, inform other organizations that this may have happened instead of coming right out. When there is a possible death linked to a drug overdose, I honestly would expect the Banff RCMP to put out a press release warning the community. And we didn't see that happen. And I think it's because we don't want, as a tourism community of Banff, we don't want to seem like anything bad happens here. But this is a public safety issue. And if public agencies choose not to inform people of dangers, they put upon themselves possible liability and negligence issues, because we've seen that before when it comes to informing people about bears in areas. We've had lawsuits in Banff National Park because they didn't want the attention of having bear notices in Lake Louise. I don't know, this was 15, 20 years ago, but you know, these are lessons we should learn from. It's also Mental Health Awareness Week, the May 4th to 10th. To anyone out there doing recreational drugs, it may seem recreational, but it can have a link to mental health. There are dangerous ones floating around, and if you can't stop, then yes, you do need help.